Hello and welcome to the Multimemo podcast. My name is Frederick Musal and I'm the chair for Jewish Studies and Comparative Religious Studies at the University of Würzburg. And together with my co-host Dana Diamond, we're excited to bring you this new series. Our podcast is an extension of the Multimemo project, which actually goes by the official title Multimemo, Multidirectional Memory, Remembering for Social Justice, and is a European-funded initiative. So join us as we delve into the intersections of art, activism, and academia within memory culture, engaging with experts and practitioners across Europe who are redefining how we remember and learn from the past. So let's start with a brief overview of what Multimemo actually is and what its goals are. The Multimemo project takes an intersectional and multidisciplinary approach to memory culture, integrating insights from activism, arts, museums, education, and research. In addressing urgent issues such as human rights violations, military conflicts, social exclusion, and migration challenges, Multimemo highlights the pivotal role of memory culture in advancing social justice as a foundational principle for a peaceful and sustainable coexistence. This approach, while self-critically examining ideological influences, is grounded in a profound commitment to foster epistemic justice. Based on the concept of multidirectional memory, the project explores and initiates various forms of active commemoration in public spaces across Europe. Recognizing that memory culture does not operate in isolation, Multimemo emphasizes the urgent need to actively confront contemporary practices of violence and exclusion. Beginning with the complex legacy of World War II in Europe, Multimemo focuses on contexts of multiple exclusions, where the trauma of the Holocaust intersects with other forms of persecution and marginalization, such as anti-Romani and anti-Sinti sentiment, ableism and homophobia. These contexts often serve as critical points of engagement with the legacies of totalitarianism in Europe, both fascism and communism. Multimemo contributes significantly to the fight against anti-Semitism, as well as other forms of group-related hatred, historical distortion and denial. The core goals of the Multimemo project are to promote a practice-oriented and inclusive memory culture, foster innovative cooperation strategies, and advance a multidisciplinary approach to build a European historical community. This effort brings together civil society, academia, the arts, and commemoration work to create a cohesive and engaged European memory landscape. In the upcoming episodes, we will introduce our project partners, showcase their work, and dive into the challenges they face in their specific fields and contexts. For example, we will engage with the Sambagnano Foundation to discuss the concept of green commemoration as an innovative approach to public remembrance. We will also collaborate with the Foundation for Documentation of Jewish Cemeteries to explore their strategies and efforts in restoring and preserving the identity of the Brodno Jewish Cemetery. And additionally, we will learn from the Alternative Jewish Cultural Festival in Krakow, Festiv Alt, which creatively merges Jewish art, activism, and education to navigate and redefine contemporary Polish-Jewish identity. But before we delve deeper into these specific examples, this episode will focus on the programmatic title of our project, namely Multimemo. The title draws inspiration from the concept of multidirectional memory, introduced by the American literary scholar and Holocaust researcher Michael Rothberg in his 2009 work, Multidirectional Memory, Remembering the Holocaust in an Age of Decolonization. Therein, Rothberg argues that remembering one historical event does not exclude the memory of another, but can, in fact, enrich it. However, we feel that the notion of multidirectionality might need some further elaboration. Multidirectionality describes concepts and developments that occur simultaneously in multiple directions or influence one another. It's frequently used in the humanities and social sciences, particularly in history, literary theory, and memory culture. In the context of memory culture, it refers to the idea that different memories and historical events do not exist in isolation, but can influence, overlap, or even interact with each other. For example, memories of the Holocaust and experiences like colonialism and slavery can intersect to create new meanings and perspectives. Rothberg's concept of multidirectional memory has sparked intense academic and public debate, particularly resonating in the fields of history, literary studies, and cultural theory. For example, the German cultural studies scholar Alaida Aßmann views Rothberg's approach as a valuable expansion of the understanding of memory cultures. She emphasizes that multidirectional memory can facilitate constructive dialogue between different historical traumas while preserving the uniqueness of each event. Assmann often points to the connection between the memory of the Holocaust and that of the expulsion of Germans from Eastern Europe after World War II. While these historical events are deeply rooted in European memory culture, they were long viewed separately. In a multidirectional memory culture, both the Holocaust and the expulsions are recognized as traumatic experiences inscribed in European history, and their remembrance should not be in competition. Instead, dialogue between these memories is encouraged to better understand the complexity of history and the various perspectives it encompasses. According to Assmann, this approach not only promotes mutual understanding between different European nations, but also helps establish Europe as a space of shared remembrance and learning. Correspondingly, Romanian-American literary scholar Marian Hirsch, who introduced the term post-memory in memory studies, appreciates the approach of multidirectional memory for fostering dialogue between different memory cultures and connecting collective memories across cultural and geographical boundaries. In summary, many of his proponents view Rothberg's suggestions as a productive way to expand our understanding of collective memory and to promote complex dialogical memory processes. However, Rothberg's concept has also faced criticism. A central argument among critics is that combining different memories and traumas could risk relativizing the unique character of events such as the Holocaust. For example, the German-Israeli historian Dan Diener argues that the Holocaust is a singular historical event that should not simply be placed alongside other traumas within a common memory framework. Diener explicitly criticizes the growing tendency to compare the Holocaust with the crimes of colonialism. In a multidirectional memory culture, the Holocaust might be seen as one of many forms of genocide, comparable to the atrocities committed during colonial expansions. However, Diener warns that such comparisons could diminish the unique nature of the Holocaust as an industrial planned and executed genocide against European Jews. He argues that portraying the Holocaust as merely another example of colonial violence and oppression risks diminishing its specific historical and moral significance in collective memory. This concern is echoed by leading American Holocaust historian Deborah Lipstadt, who stresses that while it's important to recognize and remember various forms of oppression, the Holocaust must be understood and commemorated as a singular and unprecedented atrocity in human history. Rothberg's concept must therefore be considered within the broader debate on universalism and particularism in memory culture. Some critics argue that multidirectional memory tends to draw universal lessons from specific historical experiences, potentially blurring the particular cultural and historical context of the events. Particularly concerning the Holocaust, it's often emphasized that its uniqueness should not be relativized by universal lessons. For example, the Israeli Holocaust scholar Yehuda Bauer has expressed skepticism towards approaches like multidirectional memory, which integrate the Holocaust into a general theory of memory. Like Dan Diener, Bauer warns that such approaches could dilute the specific historical significance of the Holocaust. This criticism is not entirely without merit. The concept of multidirectional memory indeed carries the risk that specific narratives of suffering could be overshadowed or displaced when too many different historical experiences are related to one another. Critics fear that this could weaken empathy and understanding for the individual and collective experiences of certain groups. However, Michael Rothberg sees his concept as a way to counteract competitive victimhood. Competitive victimhood refers to the phenomenon that different groups compete to portray their own experiences of suffering or persecution as particularly severe or unique, often at the expense of acknowledging other experiences. Rothberg strongly cautions against viewing memory culture as a zero-sum game, where the recognition of one group's memory comes at the expense of another's. Instead, he envisions memory culture as a space where different memories and perspectives can coexist and enrich each other. In this sense, recognizing the memory of one group should not diminish another, but contribute to a more comprehensive and diverse understanding of the past. And this brings us back to Multimemo. As a consortium, we are faced with the urgent question of how the memory of the Holocaust and the recognition of other traumas can coexist without creating a hierarchy of suffering. How can various historical injustices be acknowledged and integrated into collective memory without diminishing or overshadowing the suffering of one group over another? This question is not only theoretically relevant, but also of great practical importance in our pluralistic societies, where different, often multidirectional, historical experiences and traumas coexist. If we want the term pluralistic society to be meaningful and substantive, we must engage with the real consequences of plurality. In other words, we must confront the challenge of how, as pluralistic societies, we can recognize and honor different historical traumas by collectively fighting injustice without falling into competitive victimhood that could further polarize society. This involves deconstructing rigid and monolithic narratives of memory and fostering a more inclusive and global perspective on collective memories. At the same time, we must remain vigilant and critically assess ideological appropriations from all sides. It's important to understand that these negotiation processes will inevitably involve conflict, as conflict is intrinsic to any pluralistic society. However, we must engage with these challenging and often painful processes because the risk of instrumentalizing memories is significant. Memory culture can be exploited by political actors to manipulate or distort historical events to serve contemporary political agendas. For instance, the memory of the Holocaust could be manipulated to downplay colonialism or other forms of historical oppression, or vice versa. So in conclusion, while Rothberg's concept of multidirectional memory has been criticized for its methodological challenges, being difficult to define and apply in practice, often perceived as too abstract and overly theoretical, the Multimemo project seeks to address these complex historical and contemporary identities and experiences, fostering a dynamic and dialogical memory culture. We firmly believe that a shared, multidirectional memory culture can play a crucial role in advancing European integration. By illuminating shared historical experiences and traumas, it deepens our understanding of how these events have shaped European identity and community. By drawing connections between diverse memories, this approach cultivates a more nuanced comprehension of our collective history, ultimately contributing to the creation of a more cohesive and inclusive European community. We are looking forward to share more with you in the upcoming weeks. Until then, we are sending good thoughts your way. And if you want to learn more about the Multimemo project and its activities, follow the link in our description.